Today being Valentine's Day, I wanted to tell you all the things I appreciate about you, why I love you, and why I want to keep teasing and tormenting you forever. So let's get started. The first thing I need you to do is get your blindfold and your favorite gag. You are going to be wearing both of them for me, honey. And let's make sure that little cock is all locked up in chastity for me. But I want you to have the key nearby, okay? Finally, you really need to listen to this one with headphones, so get those ready too. Okay? All set? Is your little cock all locked up for me? You know how much I love keeping you locked, and building all that frustration and desperation for me. Seeing your balls swell and get so full. Watching you ache and squirm for me. It's all for me, isn't it, baby? Not even able to touch it anymore. And that's how I like you. You know, it makes you so much more attentive. So much more obedient. It really does bring out the very best in you. All right. So, run your hands over your cage, just like I would. Pull on it gently, just enough to feel something, but not enough to make it actually feel good. Does it feel nice to play with it, even when it's all caged up? I love playing with your caged little cock. Teasing it, sucking on the cage while you have to imagine how my lips would feel wrapped around it. Remember when I used to suck your cock? When I would suckle it, lick it, and use my tongue. Do you miss the feeling of being in my wet mouth? Of feeling my full lips sliding up and down along your shaft, stopping to tease the underside of your cock right at the tip, giving you those little small kisses along the underside that just drive you so crazy. I wish I could say I miss it too, but we both know I have so many other cocks to suck on that I really don't. Bigger cocks. Ones that make me gag and choke sometimes. Your little cock was never big enough to make me choke. Now was it? No, poor baby. When I suck a real man's cock, he's in charge. He takes me and uses my mouth. All those other men coming on my face, on my tits, making me... swallow it. But you're all locked up, aren't you? So you'll just have to imagine it. Remember it. How long has it been since I sucked your little cock? Let's see. 3 years now? And then there's the way you look at me. I can see the hunger in your eyes, how much it hurts when I deny you. But we both know this is what you need, and I need it too. I love how you look at me, but for now, honey, I'm gonna take that away from you too. Put your blindfold on. There you go. No more looking, no more peeking. I've gotten all dressed up for tonight. It is a special night, and I wanted to celebrate Valentine's Day. You would love this bra. It really does a beautiful job of accentuating my breasts. It's white with a beautiful red lace trim. It's also covered in little red hearts. I know how much you love this. So cute. Just like you. You always are a sucker for cute, aren't you? And of course, the panties match too, cut just the way you like, high on my hips and cupping my big ass so perfectly. More hearts, of course, more cuteness. Red garters and white stockings with a seam that runs right up the back. Red stilettos with 4-inch heels. It is a bit funny, isn't it? I bought it for you, but you'll never even get to see it. I wanted to find the perfect outfit, one that would drive you crazy and then make you sit there while I tell you all about it. But tonight, it is for someone else. Someone who will probably just tear it all off me. They won't appreciate it. Not like you would. It is sad, isn't it? But you can imagine, can't you? Imagine me removing my dress, standing in front of another man. He tells me to turn around for him, looking me over before he grabs me and pulls me to him, throwing me on the bed, cutting my bra off with a knife, yanking my panties down to my knees, snapping my garter belt and tearing my stockings, his strong hands pinning me to the bed while he takes me, forcing his huge, hard cock into my dripping, aching pussy. Do you know where you'll be? You'll be sitting at home, like a good hubby, on Valentine's Day, alone, listening to this recording, in chastity and blindfolded. Well, maybe non-chastity, at least not for the moment. Put in your gag and unlock your cage. I want you to stroke your little cock for me while I tell you about the man I am fucking tonight. I've been seeing him for months now. He's rich and handsome, successful, and an amazing lover. He's 15 years younger than you and has enough stamina to fuck me all night long. 5, 6, 7 times before he's done. He's better than you in every way. Does it hurt to hear that? I know it does. But I know it makes your little cock ache and throb even more, doesn't it? Oh, what if I decide to replace you? What if we become more than just lovers? What if he gives me things you can't? Of course, that last one's already happening. Are you terrified yet, honey? But I bet you can't stop rubbing your cock, can you? It turns you on so much, thinking of me fucking him, of him using me. We've added an extra dimension to our fucking now too, honey. He's been putting me in bondage when he fucks me. Ties me up so tight I can't even move. Hands and arms tight behind my back. Legs tight so I'm spread open, unable to close them. Sometimes he puts tape on my mouth so I can't even speak. And then he teases me. Until I'm going out of my mind. Until I'll do anything to feel his cock inside me. So helpless. So vulnerable. I'm his. Completely. He probably has me tied up right now. I'm tugging on the ropes, but they don't budge. My knees open wide, exposing my wet, hungry pussy. Keep stroking your little cock, honey. I want you right on the edge for me. I want him to fuck me so badly that I start to beg. But he won't even let me do that. A strip of tape over my lips, I feel him press it firmly over my mouth. Against my cheeks. Sticky tape keeping me quiet. And then another. And another until I can't make a sound. And then he makes me wait.
seconds feel like minutes. Minutes feel like hours. I'm probably gagged right now, just like you are. Helpless, horny, and wanting to come so badly. Are you on the edge yet, baby? Are you? Edge for me. I watch him. He's circling me a bit now, like a predator stalking his prey. Poor, helpless prey spread out just for him. He unbuckles his belt and uses it to give me a hard slap on my inner thigh before looping it around my neck, pulling too tight. I could still breathe, but every time I do, I could feel it. I can feel his control over me. He holds it tight, forcing my head back and holding me down. And he isn't gentle when he enters me. He forces it in and it hurts. But it hurts so good. And he's stretching me out. Oh, like you never could. The head of his cock is banging into the back of my cunt. And it hurts so much more. But I'm nothing but a bound up fuck toy for him. His cock sleeve. A living cum dumpster, and he tells me that, whispers it in my ear as he pulls my hair tight and presses my face into the mattress. And right now, he's fucking me like that. I can't do anything to stop him. I can't move. I can't speak. He's fucking me just how he likes to. And it's what I want. Honey, and you can't give that to me. I need to be his little fuck toy, just like you need to be my little cuckold. He's fucking me like you can't. I can just imagine you now, gagged, blindfolded, and edging for me. I'm gonna come like this over and over again. I'm gonna come harder than I ever have in my life. But when I do, I won't be thinking of him. I'll be thinking of you. My desperate, adorable cuckold. Sitting home, jerking his little cock for me. Blindfolded and gagged just how I like him. I'll be thinking of how you hurt for me. How jealous you are. Imagining your fear and worry. Thinking of the turmoil you feel right now. I'll imagine you being here, watching me get taken this way, maybe tied up too, forced to watch helplessly, watching a man take what you can't have anymore. Because no matter what he does to me, you're always the one I come home to, and you always will be. I do this for me. I also do it for you. But mainly, I do it for us. I've decided that only one of us is going to get to come tonight. And can you guess which one that is? Yes. So, my poor little baby needs to lock his little cock back up. Take off your blindfold and gag and look at your phone. I had him send you a picture of me, tied up and about to be fucked. I want you to look at that while you lock yourself back up. And when you finish, send me a picture. I want to see your little cock caged. I want it to be the first thing I see when I look at my phone. I want to know that your cock is all mine. Because that's how I want you. When I come home, aching, frustrated, and desperate. When I'm feeling used, fucked, and exhausted. Because that's how we complete each other. Happy Valentine's Day, baby.